Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. After 9 years and 5 full-length albums, the band Deer Tick has become known for 2 things. One is their freewheeling approach to rock, folk, alt-country. The other is their reputation as a hard-partying group of road warriors who are out playing live for most of each year. They still somehow found time to write and record their latest album called Negativity, which comes out on September 24th. And then promptly hit the road again. Today, they're here in the Soundcheck studio to play some of their new songs live for us. This one is called The Rock.
Be like a sinner.
That is the band Deer Tick, live on Soundcheck with their song The Rock, which comes from their new album, Negativity, out on September 24th, but we're getting a bit of a preview of it here in the Soundcheck studio today. Deer Tick is John McCauley at our piano, but also singing and playing the guitar.
Hello.
Ian O'Neill, also playing guitar.
Yeah, how's it going?
Robbie Crowell at the keyboard and doing some backing vocals. Dennis Ryan's behind our drum kit, also doing some backing vocals. And Chris Ryan playing the bass. And, John, a little bit of misdirection at the beginning of that song there. You know, it sets you up to expect one sound world, and then suddenly you're in another.
Yeah, it was two separate songs to begin with.
Oh, really? It was a kind of a day in the life sort of thing?
Yeah, I guess. Though I don't think my song is as good as A Day in the Life.
So it was two different songs. They get conflated into one. The album is called Negativity. Now, is that also a bit of misdirection, or was this really like coming from a kind of a dark place for you guys?
Well, I mean, it sort of comes from a dark place, but the title of the record is supposed to kind of be a bit tongue-in-cheek, I suppose. It's such a grand statement. It's kind of silly, you know.
Yeah. So you're flying your flag for feeling bad.
Yeah, and on the record cover, we were literally flying a banner.
So, that's not like a photo. For folks who haven't seen the cover yet, it's an airplane trailing behind it a big banner that says Negativity.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So you guys actually paid Ian,
pretty
you paid
cheap
an airplane to fly.
The pilot's name was Mark Simmons. He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
So you knew the pilot.
Good beach in Westerly, Rhode Island.
He liked to fly kind of questionable messages up in the air, too. So he jumped at the chance to do it.
Okay.
One of the banners that he's flown in the past was once a cheater, always a cheater. That was one.
I hope that was during, like, election season or something. That would have been great. So, John, what was going on when you guys, were you off the road by the time you started writing this record?
I don't know, those couple of years, you know, had some serious ups and downs for me.
Right. So, I mean, I mentioned before, you know, you guys had this sort of hard partying reputation. You're like clean and sober now. Is that part of what's going on here?
I try to stay away from the liquor, and I enjoy a couple beers.
Mm-hmm.
I had three beers yesterday. That's about average for me right now.
Okay.
No more drugs, though. That was where things were getting really out of, I don't know.
But isn't that one of the perils of being out? I mean, you guys are on the road constantly.
Well, I was just thinking about how, you know, this tour probably will be a little bit challenging in that department. I was talking about this two-night stand we did in Chicago a couple months ago and how much free cocaine I got from the audience.
From the audience?
Yeah, just...
Having sort of written all these songs and released this album, has Negativity made you feel better?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Right.
Negativity is some good vibes going on there.
All right, we're speaking with and listening to the band Deer Tick, who are performing under their alter ego as Deervana, the Nirvana cover band, this Friday night, Friday the 13th at Brooklyn Bowl. They'll be playing a 20th anniversary set of In Utero, right?
Yep.
A great record from 1993. But playing their own songs for us here in the studio today. Let's hear Hey Doll. Once again, this is Deer Tick, a song from the forthcoming record Negativity, live on Soundcheck.
1, 2, 3, 4. I used to know you perhaps too well. All my emotions puzzled neath your spell. When you roamed, I felt high, and your place was all my pride. Catch my breath, sweet goodbyes, a waste of all my time. I get so down on myself. You talk like somebody else.
song's called Hey Doll, and you will find it shortly on the new album by the band Deer Tick. The album's called Negativity, out on September 24th. But we're getting a chance to hear some of these songs live. This song is called The Dreams in the Ditch. Are you okay over there, Robbie? You ready to go? All right. Lots of keyboards being moved here in the studio. It's Deer Tick, live on Soundcheck. Deer Tick, live on Soundcheck, The Dreams in the Ditch. It'll appear on their next record, Negativity, when it comes out on the 24th. John, how do you decide when Deer Tick, when the time is right for Deer Tick to be Deervana?
Well, I don't know if any time is appropriate.
But you do it anyway.
We started doing it for fun, and then it got a little out of control. So we stopped it for a while. Or we stopped it indefinitely, I guess. And then this In Utero thing came up, and that's my favorite Nirvana album. So
you know, we it's the 20th anniversary. We did a show on In Utero earlier this year to mark the occasion, and it's a great opportunity to run through the record. So that's what you guys will be doing.
It's all in fun, you know,
at Brooklyn Bowl on Friday the 13th. So Ian, when you guys are on the road, who controls the music in the van?
I want to give the credit to our drummer Dennis for this. The music in the van, or at least for a while, we had some insane mixtapes, which ranges from everything from
maybe anywhere from Herbie Hancock to Meatloaf to Steely Dan, and beyond.
You mean beyond the 1970s?
Not really.
We get some weird 90s pop on. We play it before our live sets, and everybody gets a little confused before we play.
Sometimes I've been making these mixes called big mixes, where I just literally take, you know, five songs and just put them all in a GarageBand, just have them play simultaneously.
Nice.
I just search through my iTunes by the length of the song, so I'll pick three songs that are the same length, or five songs or whatever. So put them all together.
That's your avant-garde John Cage
kind of
thing.
Yeah, sounds so bad. Yeah. It's great.
All right. That kind of explains a lot. The new album really is all over the map. The band is Deer Tick, and they've been playing for us live on Soundcheck today. Guys, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having,
Thank you for having us, man.
This is Soundcheck. You're just a hero, a heroine, a chain.